As the US continues to feel the strain of the coronavirus pandemic, there's been another case of alleged police brutality resulting in the death of a black man. Videos emerged showing a white officer suppressing a suspect with a knee on his neck for close to 10 minutes. He was later pronounced dead and four police officers have been sacked. It's now being investigated by the FBI, and a warning, this report from North America correspondent David Lipson contains distressing audio.
The video's being widely shared on social media. It's distressing to watch. A white police officer pinning a black man to the ground with his knee on the back of his neck. The man is in handcuffs and clearly in distress.
I cannot breathe.
That's him saying he can't breathe as onlookers heckle the police officers.
He's not even resisting arrest, bro.
His whole nose.
Then, don't kill me, he moans. As the video goes on, the onlookers get more agitated.
Get off of his neck!
Get back on the street!
Are you serious?
The man on the ground doesn't move.
Hey, check his pulse!
Check his pulse!
Get back on the street!
The man ain't moved yet, bro!
The video goes for 10 excruciating minutes. Then an ambulance arrives. The suspect is loaded onto a stretcher, unresponsive, and later pronounced dead. His alleged crime, a forgery in progress. John Elder from Minneapolis Police Department said the suspect was sitting on top of a car and appeared to be under the influence when police arrived.
He was ordered to step from the car. After he got out, he physically resisted officers. Officers were able to get the suspect into handcuffs, and officers noticed that the male was going into medical distress.
The FBI and state authorities are now investigating. In the meantime, all four attending police officers have been fired.
Being black in America should not be a death sentence.
That's Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
When you hear someone calling for help, you are supposed to help. This officer failed in the most basic human sense.
It's yet another tense moment in relations between black and white America. It echoes the case of Eric Garner, a black man who died in 2014 after police put him in a chokehold, sparking a widespread protest movement. And it comes just weeks after a former police officer and his son were arrested in Georgia for shooting dead Ahmaud Arbery in the street. At the scene of the latest incident in Minneapolis, a protest is planned for this evening.
This man's life matters. He matters. He was someone's son, someone's family member, he was someone's friend.
Mayor Frey says whatever the investigation reveals, the suspect should still be with us. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.